on a Thursday, the way we wrap up Crunch Time is...
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Lightning, lightning, lightning round. This is the lightning, lightning, lightning round. La la la, lightning, lightning, lightning round.
The lightning round. Lightning round.
Hey, it's the lightning round. By the way, I feel like it got lost a little bit. Your line about speaking of guys who wear a glove for no reason, the Cubs lost Kyle Schwarber, is brilliant.
It's just sometimes
brilliant.
Lost in the moment. But
could not let that pass. Okay, let's get to the lightning round.
Go ahead, Portland Trail Blazers
had an amazing regular season. Unfortunately, that means nothing because they went out their first two games against the Clippers, laid two very large eggs, especially Damian Lillard, who has been at his worst. One, it was a great run for Portland. Amazing that they even made the playoffs, but they are done. They are outclassed by the Clippers in every way. Two, teams have come back from 2-0 deficits before. Teams have come back from 2-0 deficits versus the Clippers before. Portland wins two at home, like they're prone to do. They're right back in this. Three, how many times do we have to say this? Everything outside of what the Spurs, Warriors, and Cavs are doing doesn't matter. They will win the title. Portland and LA are both irrelevant.
Whoa, you know, I was all ready to say, come on, it's one. I think it's over. But then again, it's the Clippers. So I'm thinking, yeah. If it's not San Antonio and Golden State and Cleveland, at least in the East Finals, then this goes down as one of the most shocking NBA playoff seasons ever. Three.
Interesting story today from 24/7 Sports about Mark Helfrich and if he should be on the hot seat. They based the story off a video blog by Andy Staples of SI in which he was asked that very question and responded to it by saying it would take a complete collapse for Helfrich to lose his job because you aren't just ending his run, but the runs of assistants who have been at Oregon for over 30 years. One, it's a catch-22. Helfrich helped create the standards, and now he has to live by them. If Oregon isn't in the running for national titles every season and ends up losing Alamo Bowls regularly, Oregon should take a look. Two, remember, this is Oregon. Every step of the way is an uphill battle. Standards and expectations are one thing. Unrealistic standards and expectations are another. Helfrich has done an amazing job extending the new legacy. Barring him killing someone, he isn't going anywhere. Three, dude, Oregon was just in a natty under Helfrich, a national title in football for Oregon. Stop it.
There's a couple reasons why he's not on the hot seat. And if they somehow went 5-and or 6-and, it's because of injuries or unforeseen circumstances. A, Rob Mullins. This guy is not in this position because he's a knee-jerk idiot. He gets it. And I think even though we hear from a lot of irrational fans, most understand what Oregon is, how they got here, what the role of health is, and how they really believe he's the guy to lead them forward. And, yeah, eliminate last year, and they just played for the Natty, and won 9 games. We're going with C, or 3, again.
Josh Norman was surprisingly had his franchise tender rescinded by the Panthers yesterday, was made an unrestricted free agent 1 week before the NFL draft. Obviously one of the best corners in the NFL last year, but he was reportedly asking for a lot of money, as some have said he is going to end up a one-year wonder. Norman has since fired his agent. One, this is a passing league now. Norman was a Pro Bowler last year and shut down some of the best wideouts in the game. He was asking to be in the Revis Janoris Jenkins range. If you're one of the best corners, you should be paid like it. Two, Norman firing his agent tells us something went wrong in the communication side of this, and that Norman would have been fine signing his franchise tender for $14 million. This is an overreaction by the Panthers, who are now out an elite defender. Three, bold move by the Panthers, but the right one. It's not easy to manage divas on your football team, and Carolina clearly feels they have enough to overcome the loss of Norman, either with what they have or in the draft. Bold move, smart move.
I'll tell you what, something else, as you mentioned in number two, is I don't remember this happening with a really, really good player. And beyond quarterback, you can make a case that a lockdown cornerback in this pass-happy football world we live in. But I think they're just a really good franchise. And even a guy like this who's only played and started all 16 games once he's 28, again, I'm going C.
Conor McGregor retired. Psych! We now all know he retired on Twitter. Dana White removed him from UFC 200, gave a weird statement about McGregor not being above promoting fights. Then today, McGregor went all scorched earth on the UFC, saying, among other things, that he asked for his media availability to be lowered so he could go back to focusing on fighting because he felt he lost the last fight because he had to go on with, and I'm quoting, Tim and Susie on the Nobody Gives a Bleep morning show to get them all raises, and that White has said no. He closed by saying he has not retired. One, this whole thing is weak. Both parties need to grow up. McGregor can't go around throwing around cryptic retirement tweets if he doesn't get his way. And White needs to take better care of his fighters to avoid publicity like this. Both of them are babies. Two, McGregor is totally in the right here. A fighter is, at the end of the day, a fighter, not a salesman. Obviously, publicity is a massive part of being a fighter. But if he's not allowed to prepare, then the actual product in the end is going to suffer. Three, totally lost respect for McGregor here. You sign a contract that includes what you have to do as a headliner of a pay-per-view. That includes speaking to Tim and Susie on the Nobody Gives a Bleep morning show. Do your job, make your millions, stop whining.
I don't know if it's necessarily losing respect because it's kind of in the moment and a knee-jerk reaction. I think less of him. But the bottom line is when he says he can't focus on fighting, so outside of the interviews, do you have like that 9-to-5 job stocking boxes at Costco or something? I still think there's plenty of time to train. So I'm again going with 3 or C, that I find him mostly in the wrong here.
Back to Oregon football for the last one. Oregon's quarterback situation is set, apparently. Starter hasn't been named, but Mark Helfrich confirmed that Dakota Prukop, Travis Johnson, Terry Wilson are competing for the starting job this fall. That means two guys who started games last year, Jeff Locke, Taylor Alley, are not only not in the running, but are apparently fourth and fifth stringers right now. One, writing is on the wall, or I guess I should say the turf of an Autzen. The only reason they played at all is because Vernon Adams was hurt. They did admirably, but just aren't what a national title contender needs at the most important position. Two, stop it. Prukop is a grad transfer with 1 year. He is going to be the starter. Literally everything else we say other than who his first backup is going to be is just fluff. Three, we need to go back to our theory of running the wing T. Oregon has a billion running backs who could start at other schools in the conference. Just dump the quarterback position altogether, snap the ball to Taj Griffin.
Just bag everything? First of all, your first point was important because, let's face it, we've learned those guys played because they were in dire quarterback circumstances, the reason they brought in Vernon Adams in the first place. I don't see the offense going all snap to five all the time. And I've said all along, I'll listen, and I understand the coach speak and the need for the guys covering the program to write stories based on what they're hearing. Prukop's the starter. He's not out there 9-3-16 against UC Davis and the starter until he gets, I mean, God forbid he gets hurt. I'm buying B as we deviate from CCCCB, kind of like my grades for most of my academic career.
Yeah, just answer B for everything, right?
Well, I went C and then I finally upgraded to B.